listening to The Gadget Girl on Radio 2RDJ on 88.1 FM or on the web at www.radio2rdj.com. I am not Gary.
You're not, but you've done very well with the intro, so well done.
Thank you. I'm Alex Horsch, and...
I'm Jeff Quattromani.
And I'm Jason Murray.
And Gary's not here tonight, because...
And it's quite different.
It is. There's a lack of presence in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling the lack of Gary.
There is.
He has been down in Canberra for the weekend and has taken a pass tonight. I don't know.
I mean, no,
but people go to Canberra all the time.
But why?
I don't know.
I don't know what to see in Canberra.
He told us what he was doing last week. I can't remember.
I think the War Memorial is their best thing. Besides that...
Do you think they peaked at the War Memorial?
It's an amazing place, but otherwise, the best bit about Canberra is leaving, isn't it?
We've had a couple of good guests from Canberra on the show before.
Maybe the people are the best thing.
Yeah, maybe freak shakes in Canberra?
They do.
Our freak shakes are so 2015.
What's a freak shake?
It's like a milkshake with a cake on top of it.
Get out.
Is that like that
Tillaball milkshake?
No, that's a pale imitation, and that place is in my building.
Right.
It's a pale imitation, but yes.
Is it worth the 3-hour drive?
I'd say so, because you probably won't need to eat for a week after you've eaten them.
All right, I'll report back in 3 hours.
Sounds economic.
See you guys.
Yeah.
So, how's your week been, guys?
I've had a pretty good week. Yeah. I had a short week because I took Friday off and went to the show. Did the Royal Easter show on Friday and hugged a few animals and ate a few on the way.
Did you see the Arnott's Shapes show bag?
No, I didn't.
One of my friends posted a picture on Instagram. Australia's worst show bag.
It's all of the rejects. They don't even have barbecue shapes in there. It's like, how can you have a shaped show bag with no barbecue shapes?
Oh, sorry. It was $10 and there's 5 boxes of shapes in there, and that's it.
I must be getting old, because I am looking at show bags and just going, oh, that is so overpriced.
I know, right? But do you remember when show bags were awesome when you were a kid?
Yeah,
do you remember when
you were kids?
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you remember when the Transformers show bag actually had Transformers in it?
No,
I do.
Oh, I'd never bought the Transformers ones. Old man Jason. Like a Birdie Beetle bag.
Tonight, the role of cranky old man will be played by Jason.
I can see you've worn that hat firmly. And the wrestling bag. I used to be big into WWF, so you just have to get the wrestling bag.
And now you don't get any wrestling figures in it. It's just like a hat and an
inflatable bat.
Yeah,
it's like that's not even in the show.
Yeah. We use an inflatable Eurovision microphone to beat people up at work.
That works. How was your week?
My week was pretty good. Very, very busy with work. Let's not forget that the three of us all got to hang out together at the Ultimate Ears Wonder Boom launch on Thursday.
The four of us did, but Gary got cranky because
that's true. But the three of us did.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about the Ultimate Ears Wonder Boom.
And let's not forget that it was at a place which is named after a restaurant, which was a restaurant, but when we got there, it was like a huge winter wonderland / snow globe.
Yeah, no, they moved the restaurant elsewhere.
Yeah, the restaurant's been moved. And you're right, the meat quality and quantity was low.
Yeah, the restaurant moved.
That's the problem. Anyway, I was picking fake snow out of...
I went around my room. I've had fake snow all over the floor of my bedroom all week.
I blame Jason.
Yeah, no, fair enough. There are some well-documented photographs of us dumping fake snow on each other in the snow globe.
Yeah, let's hold them up to the microphone.
Yes. If we show them up, then...
We should put them on the Gadget Girl Facebook page.
We can.
What's the Facebook name on...
We're the Gadget Girl on Facebook.
Go like us.
Please do find us and like us.
Yeah. We might even put a picture of us from the snow globe on there.
When we get to 15 likes.
All right, 15 likes, we'll do it.
Team goals.
Alex, how was your week?
Yeah, busy. It's that time of year where it's like phone after phone. But it's good.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, just it's launch season. Everyone's trying to get in their fun snow globe parties before Easter. So, can't complain.
You're right, actually. We're at 12 likes on the Facebook page.
Yeah, so if we get three more.
Three more tonight, and we show Jason and I snowing around in the snow globe.
Frolicking.
Oh, frolicking. Yeah, frolicking. Actually, that's true. We sort of did have a bit of a frolic, didn't we?
Yeah, got a bit out of hand. Yeah.
So we probably should talk about some technology soon. So I'll go to a song.
Okay.
It's actually the 15th anniversary of the passing of Layne Staley, the singer of Alice in Chains, the seminal 90s grunge band. So
are we going to play Alice in Chains?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm
going to
put on Wood by Alice in Chains.
Excellent.
That would be good.
You're back with the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. It's time for some news. Who wants to go first?
Tech news.
Tech news. Tech news. News. News.
News. Cute dubstep drop.
Yeah.
I want to fire off real quick, actually, with some interesting stuff I read this week. Just data around streaming.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys already heard this one as well, but maybe for our listeners, what's the biggest streaming service in Australia?
Netflix.
In terms of active users, let's just go off active users.
So does it have to be a video streaming service?
Yeah, not audio.
Not audio? Okay. Because you only said streaming.
Sorry.
I'm going to say Spotify. Oh, no, not audio. No, Stan. I'm going to go for Stan.
Freeview.
Oh, yeah.
They're liars. Okay.
Freeview. So, I love that. So their numbers, and I'll just go straight off numbers. Their numbers are 5.1 million last month, and Netflix and Netflix and Stan combined is 3.5. That's quite a gap.
But that's not a. It's not actually an on-demand streaming service.
It is.
Oh, so do you mean the actual HBB TV catch-up app? Because Freeview did launch FV, which is their live TV streaming
service. Yes, you can do live and catch up on that app. So, I mean, not bad. I've never used it. I don't really get any use out of that. I use Netflix and Stan a lot.
Yeah.
So I probably am the opposite. I've actually steered away from free-to-air TV, but it looks like a lot of Aussies are actually all over the stuff. But
yeah, they're pretty happy with the embracement of their live TV streaming service.
For sport, right? I mean,
No. Just like people going to and from work, they'll be streaming their TV shows on the way.
And I thought it was just for sport, and that's why I've just said that. But I was actually looking at what they've said, and they said that the largest, most viewed stuff is like Married at First Sight, My Kitchen Rules. So those reality TV shows,
so is that catch up or
live?
So it's not really like a streaming service.
Well, it's being streamed, though,
but also it's also aggregating the numbers of across multiple channels.
Yes. Yeah, so it's bringing in everyone. Anyone who used to use like iView.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's a fair comparison. It's like
it's a brutal way to compare to Netflix, right? Let's all gang up, and we will be the biggest.
But that's also kind of the point of Freeview. Yeah. Was originally to stand up to Foxtel and pay TV as well. Yeah. So like, it's not exactly out of their wheel yard to sort of go in that way. Hmm. But I think it's. I think it depends how you slice and dice the figures as to who's doing what and whether or not the services are exactly comparable with each other. Mm. But
one's free, one's not
one's paid.
Sure, yeah. But the free aspect of it wasn't actually part of the distinction of whether or not they're the most used.
It was just users.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Look, it's interesting, and I mean, it shows at least people are watching TV anywhere because they can.
Yeah.
So I've got another piece of interrelated news. Mm-hmm. So the ACCC is. Gotten federal approval for its new NBN speed monitoring program.
I heard about this.
So, essentially, starting from about May, the ACCC will be putting up around 4,000 boxes in people's homes who've got fixed line NBN to work out what real NBN speeds are and to work out, like, on a provider and to work out if there are any problems, where they lie with the provider or with...
With the network.
With the NBN, yeah. Hmm. Because you guys know about CVC, right?
No. Please explain it.
So CVC, essentially, when you resell the NBN, say if you're Telstra, you have to pay for access. You have to then pay for the speeds your customer gets.
Yeah.
But then you also have to buy bandwidth on the network.
Okay.
So right now... telcos pay about $15.75 per megabit per second of capacity per month.
Okay.
And if you look at it, say, that's going to drop to as little about as 8 from the 1st of June. But to facilitate my 100 megabit connection, Telstra is paying $800 per month. Sorry, 100 megabit connection, they're paying $800 worth of bandwidth per month.
Okay.
Not just for you though.
No, but I can see why that would be, because you might have a 100 down connection, but you're not always going to use that 100 down. So they might not purchase the same amount of bandwidth that they've technically agreed they'll provide you.
Of course. And but that's why you get congestion and peak times, especially when when resellers try and, you know,
save a buck here and there.
What they've really got allocated to them.
And like, especially concerning with some budget providers, where they're like, we're going to give you 100 megabits at $60 a month, unlimited data. It's like, what's peak time?
What happens when it's peak time?
Yeah. So that's why this is happening to actually. So, and the ACCC is going to be releasing these figures. They'll be available by the end of the year publicly. So if you're signing up to the NBN, you'll be able to have a look at these figures. It's like, okay, the realistic speeds and this ISP that you can get in peak times.
So I guess the point is to make it an independent report on the speeds that each ISP is achieving.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's really good, especially thing. Because like this is like the bane of my like job, just trying to explain to people like, you know, what's going on with that. Like, why, you know, we get emails in the help desk and it's like, why aren't I getting my speeds?
I know.
I have to say, I've been fairly happy with mine. Whenever I do a speed test, it reports near the speed that I'm paying for from my ISP.
Yeah, mine's been fairly consistent. Yeah. My NBN's good.
But on a related note, so how much do you guys think? Sorry, just one last thing. Story.
Yeah. I can see. Yeah, you just steal the mic. It's okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's related. So, how much do you think Australians downloaded, in the last 3 months of 2016?
Can't have been that much, because Game of Thrones wasn't on the air.
Good point.
I don't know. It's gonna blow me away.
Yeah, go on.
2.6 million terabytes.
That's a lot.
How many Telstra free data days were in the last 3 months of that year?
No, this was on fixed line connections.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's not even counting mobile.
2.6 million terabytes.
Yeah, but you know what? That's actually not a lot. That works out to be 62 gigabytes per each of Australia's 135 million internet subscribers.
That's a lot.
62 gigabytes a month.
That's actually not so bad. 3 months?
So you divide it by three.
It was 180 roughly over 3 months.
I think that figure comes pre-divided.
Yeah, right. I pre-divided for you, Jeff.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so they were only downloading about 60 gigabytes per month. Like,
not surprising.
I think that's all right, though. I mean, if someone's... Let's say you're watching a bit of Netflix at night, that's going to go through about half a gig.
That's only 20 hours of Netflix. It's like, I thought we'd be downloading more.
But like, you've got to remember, like, if we go off the last news story I had, and it said only 3 million whatever have Netflix and Stan combined...
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Then, you know, the majority of people... I mean, we're a bit of a bubble.
Most people
are
streaming their TVs through their TV.
Yeah, most people are just watching normal TV or Foxtel, and they use their internet for Facebook, email, and, you know, like 60 gig is a lot of just browsing. That's a lot of browsing. It's just not a lot of downloading music and streaming.
Yeah, totally.
Makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's just interesting. Like, and actually, that is a 50% increase over the last 3 months of 2015.
Really?
So, yeah, these numbers are coming from the ABS's internet activity survey.
Oh, so we're actually starting to use it quite a bit more.
So there's long been a suggestion that if you actually start providing people with high speed internet, they'll find a use for it. Because that's been one of the chicken and egg scenarios with the NBN, is what are you going to do with all that bandwidth? You don't use it that much at the moment. Well, if you put that bandwidth in people's homes, they'll use it for something.
And I think what I find the most, actually, is they don't know what they can do with that much bandwidth. Like, they go, okay, well, what am I going to do with all that bandwidth? But once you start saying, hey, what about Netflix? Or what about Spotify? And they go, oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. Go ahead.
Who likes selfies?
We just took one.
Yeah, we did take
one.
It's on our Facebook page. You haven't heard of our Facebook page, you should go and like it. The Gadget Grill on Facebook. We're looking for hitting 15 likes tonight, thanks to John and Jimmy, who just liked it as well. And
One more like and we unlock the snow globe.
And there's a special photo going up, so thanks, guys. Go ahead.
So, some people like selfies. If you're like me, you just don't know how to take a good one, and Adobe wants to actually help you with this. They've unveiled an AI and machine learning system called Sensei, which they announced this week will be able to adjust your photos for a more natural-looking pose and use its AI to zoom out and make your photo look like it was taken from further away so that you can get your full head into the shot.
That's a good idea.
So it's like a software selfie stick.
Yeah, basically, it's a software selfie stick. That should be the headline for this story.
I quite like that idea.
Yeah.
This week, there was a Qantas plane that left Sydney. We're carrying Wi-Fi internet for all its passengers.
How did that go?
Apparently, it went okay. So, QF469 is now taking the skies. It will fly from Sydney to Melbourne. If you are lucky enough to be on that flight, that one flight...
Doesn't it also go to Brisbane as well? I think it's flying East Coast routes, from what I understand.
Probably is. I just made up the Melbourne part. Anyway, QF469, if you ever fly it... Why correct me? Everyone else believed me.
Because I'm going to Brisbane for Easter, and I'm hoping to have Wi-Fi on my plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if I do have Wi-Fi on my plane, I'll report back.
It's only an hour. Who cares? It's fine.
I don't care about it. I just want to try it.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I actually liked not having the internet on planes. Like, I loved not being contactable when I'm flying.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to... be told when I get off, why didn't you reply to that email, or why haven't you caught up on work? It should be the best time to switch off. But anyway, if you're...
I would just be online anyway and just not answer emails.
You should be allowed to not answer, right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think it's technically possible.
You can watch your own Netflix, watch your own Stan,
but you can
while you're flying.
They've both introduced offline downloading anyway, so it's just like it's...
It's a good point.
That's a very interesting point.
Well, is a good point.
That's where Freeview came back into play, and you can watch live sports while you're flying. Thank you. That's all. Flying to Melbourne, Brisbane, everywhere else.
Thanks. I got another question to open up this story.
Please.
What do you think the most dominant platform on the planet, as of the latest stats released this week, in terms of number of devices accessing the internet is?
Oh, I know this one. I know this one.
I know you know this one. We talked about it at dinner.
I'm going to say Android.
As of this week, with a double decimal point advantage, and with a double decimal point of 1% advantage, it is in fact Android.
Makes
Android
sense.
Overtook Windows.
Yeah, when you look at numbers for, say, Android versus Windows in China, it's I can't remember what it was exactly, but it was I think double digit lead between Android and Windows.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah, and I think we've spoken a little bit about this in other news topics before, in that, you know, a lot of people will have a phone, but not necessarily have a computer.
Yeah, well, I think Windows' lead has traditionally been the corporate workplace, because, you know, there's lots of computers that are sitting there idle, many more computers than people. But I think increasingly there's a shift in the number of computers that people will have. Like, they'll be given laptops, and they'll take their laptop home, and so that device might not, they may no longer cause two devices to be on the internet. They might just be that one. So,
good point.
And I think that workplace advantage for Windows is evaporating now.
And, you know, when you've got a phone, like, everyone in your family has one phone, but you might only need two computers between.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, and a family of five.
That's right. Whereas, take India, for example. Now, India's a bit unique because over there are more mobile phones than toilets.
Yeah.
Like, that's staggering on its own, that there are people who live in a house, literally a house where they live in, where they don't have a toilet in the house, but they've all got a phone. That's how important phones have become to people.
I think there probably are more mobile phones than toilets anyway.
Mate,
it's like if you're in a house with four people, you don't have four toilets,
don't you?
But you'll all have a phone.
Why don't you have?
I'm going to come visit your house
if you don't want your own toilet.
Yeah. So some other significant stats that came out: Android actually overtook iOS in 2013, and iOS itself overtook Apple's desktop operating system around that same time. So this has been there's an interesting, when you look at the chart, there's an interesting conglomeration of all of these platforms all sort of equalizing each other in 2013, but Windows has sailed high above them, and Android's the only one that's managed to attain that growth level to actually boost it up to this point. It's hard to say whether or not it'll actually continue this way, whether it'll continue trending upwards and Windows downwards, but we'll see where we are in a few months' time.
Oh, I'd say we're pretty safely going to be
saying
the same thing.
You're in a post-PC world.
Yeah.
On that note, shall we go to a song?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cool. Well, I've got some Australian rock for you guys. Subject to Change by 6 Foot Hick.
All right.
And we're back with Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. The Gadget Grill is also on Facebook, called The Gadget Grill on Facebook. Thank you for all of the new likes tonight. We are aiming for 1,000 tonight.
Yes. But we're well on the way.
That's very...
But the three of us actually got together during the week to celebrate a new product.
Well, Gary was there too.
Gary was there too, but he's not here tonight. He was having such a good time that he couldn't even make it tonight. So
he's still in the snow globe.
He's still celebrating. We lost him in the snow globe. We're actually there for the Logitech Wonderboom launch.
Yeah, it's the latest one.
They prefer to be called Ultimate Ears or UE.
Yeah, it's the latest speaker from Ultimate Ears, and
who is owned by Logitech.
I think it's fair to say that we're quite fond of UE in this studio.
They make really good products.
They do. The boom has often been held up, often by Gary, but sometimes by us as well, as sort of the pinnacle of portable Bluetooth speakers. I know, Alex, you kind of disagree with that, but maybe in its price point, maybe we can agree.
You know, in its price point, definitely.
Yeah. Bang for your buck.
Bang for buck speakers. It's brilliant.
It is a fantastic speaker. They output really good quality sound. They've had the original boom, which I didn't actually realize until Alex explained to me tonight. They actually can fit in a cup holder.
Yes.
In a car. Yep. And the... I don't drive.
On your backpack.
Like a drinks holder in your backpack.
So what is the Wonderboom?
Well, they did the Mega Boom last year as well, the huge version, which was upscaled, and now they've done the pint-sized version, the Wonderboom, which sits in the palm of your hand, and it feels like it's slightly more bulgy.
It's like a musical grenade.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I was about to say it's like a small beer can.
Yeah.
But a grenade, if you've ever held one. Maybe that's better.
I hope you haven't.
I know.
I mean, I didn't come up with the name.
It's even got a little tag on the top so you can pull the pin out as well.
It does have a tag.
No,
on the
that
top.
Tag is to hang it in your shower.
And have you done that?
That is actually a great use for it because it is totally waterproof. And it will last about 30 minutes if you happen to drop it in the pool and it will continue playing.
It won't continue playing in the pool. The Bluetooth will interfere. For Bluetooth or
if it's below the water.
Yeah, it depends, but it floats.
It floats.
Yes, it floats, but it's not designed to play music when floating.
No, but it will last about 30 minutes.
If you have to.
And so if it falls in the pool, you can jump in and get it. And how then long? It'll be fine when you get it out.
How long does the battery last?
10 hours.
Should they stop? That's not pretty good.
Yeah, that's a long shower.
That's a long shower.
It's like starting getting to work was too busy dancing to my tunes in my shower.
I didn't realize it was 10 hours. That really surprised me.
I could tell.
Because it's so small. Like, that must be... There must be a lot of battery in that little speaker. And the sound that... I've only experienced that at the launch event. I haven't taken mine out of the box yet.
Oh.
Have you experienced it just in a room or something?
Yeah. I've actually taken it to work and I've managed to sell one to my colleagues as well. They've gone out and bought one. It's not as loud as their other products.
Of course, it's smaller.
But, you know, it is smaller. The one thing that it does have that the others don't is that it's actually got 360 degree sound.
The others have 360 degree sound too.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've never found that with the other ones, with the ability to sort of turn them
it's
around.
It's not very good 360 degree sound, but it is 360 degree sound.
Fair enough. Okay, so well, they were touting that as one of the new features of the Wonderboom, so maybe that just gets downgraded to standard feature. Yeah.
Okay,
so yeah, so but it is true. You can place it practically anywhere in the room, and you should be able to hear it the same no matter where it is.
What's it going
to
cost me?
$130.
So Easter's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it does kind of look like an egg.
It does look like an egg.
Yeah, it does.
If you wrap it right, you could wrap it. For those who don't eat chocolate.
I'd prefer to receive a speaker than chocolate. I mean, I've got too many speakers in my life anyway, but...
I think it's worth noting also that rather than going for sort of the boring colours, they've got a nice selection of colours. They've got a grey with yellow highlights and controls, a black with white, red with blue with orange, and pink with white, and purple with blue.
I got black.
So you got a black one. I got a grey one.
I got pink.
Got a pink.
How'd you get pink?
I think it's just the luck of when they were handing them out on the night.
Oh right. Yeah. I have it black.
So we've all got Wonderbooms in our lives at the moment. Two of us have used them. Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your verdict?
Well, it's pretty good for money. I can't see myself personally going out to buy one because I don't really need a portable speaker, and I've got.
You don't have that use case, do you?
Mm. No. Yeah. Like if. I've already got a Sonos speaker in my bathroom, so I don't need an extra shower speaker.
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
He does. Nice. It's great.
Just to play one or something.
Yeah, just to play one in my bathroom.
If
they're humidity resistant.
If someone's in Alex's bathroom too long, he can actually play some music to get rid of them.
Or they can play music to not be heard outside of the bathroom.
That's also true, yes.
That's the best
if you've got access to his Wi-Fi network.
Oh no, it's always fun when friends are over and everyone's had a few glasses of wine and they're like, why is the music slowly getting louder when I was in the bathroom?
So you could do the same thing with the Wonderboom since it's Bluetooth anyway.
Yeah,
so
but...
You could Bluetooth your Get Out of My Bathroom tunes onto it. I have to say, I used one of my my Wonderboom speakers at a party. It wasn't the Wonderboom, it was the Megaboom. I used the Megaboom at a party, and about a week later, it was just sitting on my shelf, and suddenly one of my neighbors started playing podcasts through it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I very quickly turned it off and made it forget every device that it had ever connected to.
I see the point.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's available now, right?
It's available in stores, now.
All good retailers?
All the good ones.
All the good ones.
None of the bad ones.
But not for good guys, because they're not one of the good ones. For good guys, one of the bad ones. I actually don't know. I just wanted to make a joke.
Please send all complaints to... No.
Our Facebook page. We're on Facebook.
You actually need to like us if you want to complain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's a pretty good speaker. Like, it sounds better than you'd expect given the size. Like, it is really quite small. It's like... Apple or an orange. They're probably better.
A large orange.
Maybe a grapefruit. No, a small grapefruit or a large orange.
This is going to take us some time to figure out the fruit analogy here. I think maybe we should go to a song.
Yeah, we can go to a song. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. I've got another Australian one for you. Walls by the Red Paintings. You're back listening to The Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ at 88.1 on the FM band and www.radio2rdj.com on the web.
Excellent. Now,
it is.
You've been trying out some new audio equipment. It's a bit of an audio show.
It is the audio show.
Yeah, it's the audio show now.
Like I said on Facebook, it's some sort of speaker special.
Yes, the speaker special. That's better. Yeah, that's better than the audio show.
With us three speakers.
Speaking about speakers.
Yes.
You've got a new one under your TV.
So I did. We talked about Bluetooth speakers a second ago, and this one is very different. This is the Playbase from Sonos. Now, the interesting thing with this is that Sonos developed this product because they realized that most people don't wall mount their TVs. Mm. So they thought, well, how do we give people who put their TVs on entertainment units better sound? They have the Play Bar, which is a sound bar, but that actually was built to be wall-mounted, so that wasn't the product. So they had nothing else. So this product actually is only about 57 mils thick, so it's quite thin.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I've seen photographs of it, but it doesn't necessarily look that thin from there.
It's like
that. Yeah, oh, good.
57 mils for the listeners. So it tucks under your TV, and it actually looks quite sexy there, but it's got 10 speakers built in.
10?
10.
Okay.
I mean, when I say speakers, don't forget some of them are very small, like transducer-style speakers. But it's also got a small woofer built into it, which makes it very different to the Play Bar, because the Play Bar kind of does depend on the Sonos sub to work properly.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas this one could actually be used on its own in a normal bedroom or a normal lounge room. It would be just fine on its own.
And it is designed to actually have a TV sit on top of it.
Yes.
So it's quite strong in that respect.
It is. It can take 80 kilos.
Wow.
So
that's insane.
which it needed to do so, because I put my old plasma TV, big old Panasonic plasma TV.
Do you reckon that was 80 kilos?
No. Very heavy. Pardon?
Did you try sitting on it?
No, because I didn't want to have to get in trouble and break it. So I wasn't going to risk it. But it takes 80 kilos. I put the TV on top. It was fine. The best bit as well is it doesn't vibrate. So even though it's got all these speakers and a woofer built in, there's no vibration on it. So you don't have to worry about my TV having a shaky picture or the sound being vibrated or anything like that. So a really nice unit. It's about $1,000 though, so you are...
That's about how much you look at for a good play bar anyway, and also not forgetting that it is a Sonos, so
but you don't get the subwoofer in the box, whereas at $1,000 you often will.
Correct.
Sure, but it's a Sonos, and it ties into their ecosystem and all of their apps and stuff, and you do expect to pay maybe a little bit more for a Sonos product.
And
you
the do. Sonos ecosystem is fantastic. Mm. Like, I've got a bunch set up in my home, and... the playback is flawless.
Like, yeah, they are like, lovely, addicted, lovely speakers.
It's terrible.
And I think the one thing to add with that is that Sonos see it this way as well, as more as an investment, because they still update their products that are 10 years old today. They still get software updates to bring them up to spec. So, you know, even though you're spending a bit on the hardware, the actual software behind it does get updated for years to come.
Yeah, I've still got my original Play 5s from...
And they're probably still just fine, right?
Yeah, they still sound great.
And they do.
They still use the same, like, they get the latest software update with my new Play 5.
I've had a couple of Play 1s in my house for a few years, and they are fantastic, and they keep getting updated. The only thing that I really wish Sonos would do would be to add Bluetooth.
And it's, you know what? It's flat out something they will never do.
Mm. No, it's not.
It's just absolutely, there's something they will never ever do.
It's still something I wish they would do, but yeah.
No, I've asked them when I was there in Boston. I said, biggest question ever. And they said, yeah, we've had this a lot, but no, never going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's a Wi-Fi speaker. It works great when you're controlling it with your smartphone for music. Plug it into your TV, and it's pretty good for movies.
You could add a Bluetooth receiver to your network.
You can add a Bluetooth receiver onto one of the bridges, can't you?
Get a line and Bluetooth receiver over 3.5 millimeters.
Yeah.
And then you can plug it into straight into the speaker.
One of the speakers that has that input, yes.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm doing on my turntable. I've got my turntable over line in.
I don't think that works on a Play 1, though.
No, not on a Play 1. You need one of the ones with line in to do that, unfortunately.
So there's three or five. There's one other gripe that I have with Sonos, which is that they were one of the first products out of the gate to actually support casting from Google Play Music to your speakers. And that's all well and good, but they actually don't support Google Cast. They have a private agreement with Google to make their stuff work within Google Play Music. And I really wish they would just update and support the proper cast protocol, because I can't listen to my podcasts on Sonos speakers.
Because of how you get your podcasts?
Well, because my podcast app can't output to the Sonos speakers, because Sonos has never allowed them access to their API or anything like that.
Yep.
Whereas if they would just go out and support cast, so many more things would work well with their speakers.
Mm-hmm. Are the podcasts available on Spotify? Maybe, but
I don't use Spotify.
You should.
No, I've got my own podcasting app. anyway, that's my one gripe with Sonos, and I've gotten around that for years. And I just use the Sonos. Actually, I've got a Sonos speaker and I've got a Bluetooth speaker. Mm-hmm. So I use the Bluetooth speaker when I'm listening to podcasts.
What a shame.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So how many... So are we calling them snags? Are we rating in snags? In
how
grills?
Many snags? How many grills? Look, I...
It's got the full five grills.
Oh, that's a really tough one to do. If you're rating it out of five, I feel cruel to give anything a five out of five.
Mm.
I'd give it a really good four.
So, who would you say it's for?
It's definitely for someone who wants better sound out of their TV, because everyone's buying thinner TVs with worse sound. It's for that person who just wants something to put on the entertainment unit and isn't an audiophile, because there are people out there who will critique the fact it doesn't have HDMI, it just uses optical.
Mm.
And there are people that will say, well, it's not true surround and blah, blah, blah. So it is a little home theater in a box for someone who just doesn't want to muck about, just simple home theater.
Great.
That's it.
I think the people who might criticize are probably the ones who wouldn't buy a home theater in a box anyway.
It's not for them anyway.
It's not for them. Yeah.
Well,
sounds great.
It is.
On that note, let's listen to some music.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go and listen to Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie.
And we're back with the Gadget Grill on Radio 2 RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
And we're almost running out of time for tonight, unfortunately, dear listeners, so...
Almost.
Almost, but we still have time to talk about one really bad thing that happened to one really unlucky person this week.
Who is the unlucky person?
Some guy who left a review on Amazon.
Yeah, so I think what ended up happening here was that it's a cautionary tale when you purchase Internet of Things related gear from Kickstarter funded campaigns. They may not always be cracked up to. They may not always be all they're cracked up to be in the purchasing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
This guy received an IoT enabled garage door opener.
Cool,
and it.
It's not quite
cool anymore.
Why?
Because the product didn't quite work for him, and he posted a couple of reviews online
on Amazon. Yeah,
well, one of them was on Amazon, and one was somewhere else. I thought,
and there were fair reviews like this.
Yeah,
product doesn't work. Like,
he may have used a few words that we shouldn't repeat on the air.
But weren't they mostly just like garbage and rubbish?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
So what's wrong with this?
So what happened next?
Oh, I know, I know.
Yeah, go on, yeah. Go on.
He got banned from the service. Like, they remotely disabled his Internet of Things enabled garage door.
Yeah, they locked him out.
After he complained about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After he wrote a negative review of the service, they basically decided that he was no longer allowed to use the device.
Uh-huh.
And it stopped responding to his commands.
So he couldn't open his garage.
He couldn't get into his garage.
At least remotely.
Yeah. So
the robots were against him.
Yeah, the robots rebelled.
They turned against
the masters. The robots' masters.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Well, yeah, so the robots' masters were the ones who locked the robot out. And once called on it, they were not particularly forthcoming with any apologies. They were just like, yeah, there's nothing to see here. Keep on moving. No, yeah, we're not going to talk about it. It happened, and
I think there was a
slight tinge of regret, saying, "Well, you know, maybe we overreacted, but we're not going to make any amends."
Yeah, imagine if it happened with internet globes or something like that, and your light just stayed on when you're trying to sleep.
You give a negative review to like a LiFX bulb, suddenly your bulb stops responding, and you can't turn it off anymore.
You will never be able to turn it off again.
And you know, what about your robot vacuum cleaner? Turns itself on at 2 a.m. and just, you know,
start chasing the cat.
Yes, starts chasing the cat instead of providing a nice slow ride around the house for it.
I love that.
It is always an interesting question. Like, when you're buying an Internet of Things enabled appliance where there's a third party service involved, like who's
got the keys to that service? Yeah. Are they prone to losing their temper at internet reviews?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I mean, all our stuff, I mean, we were talking about Sonos speakers before. They're internet connected. Sonos actually get data about the usage of our speakers. They can help you from a tech support perspective in even getting them set up. Like, they can get into your home in that way. So it'd be the same for probably Philips globes and things like that as well, that they can really probably come back to it. So
I reckon you should probably assume that if your device has an internet connection, it has some analytics that are being recorded on it.
Absolutely. So don't post negative reviews all the time.
If you do, make sure that you do them under a pseudonym.
Or just trust.
I would recommend Gary Stark.
Don't forget to like our Facebook page, The Gadget Grill, on Facebook.
That's right. This has been The Gadget Grill. Thank you for listening. I'm Jason Murray.
I'm Alex Horsch.
I'm Jeff Quattromani.
And we will be back next week with
Easter Sunday.
More news. Well, some of us will be here. I'm not entirely sure who will be here.
I won't be here.
Alex is heading up north, hopefully on a Wi-Fi enabled Qantas flight. We're not sure.
So Alex is out. Where are you?
No, I'll be here.
Okay. Yeah. So Jason, Gary, and I.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go out with Hallucinogenia to Spiritual Junk by Horseback.
Excellent.